see this other shul. If Hazori asked me questions. Okay, let's begin. I want to begin with the Rosh in Simen Chof that I wanted you to see yesterday. And he has a tremendous chiddush. And let's make sure we get it. He quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that he actually had the expression termasin. You had many termasin in front of you. You're holding one lupine, and it fell out of your hand. And still you need a brach on the new lupine. Okay? That was the Mechaber. We said Paskin like the Rosh. Mechaber, Paskin, Rosh. I don't care if there's other fruit in front of you. You need a new bracha. That's the chiddush that the Bikuri Arts wants a medayik from the Rosh. It's very interesting because I just looked at it right now before Shir. Tosa said Turmus. And what did the Rosh say? Turmusin. Yes? So you have a lot of Turmusin in front of you, and one drops, and you still need a bracha, even though they were in front of you. Okay?
So the Rosh doesn't necessarily agree with the Tosa?
The Rosh argues with Tosa, we said. Because remember, we developed on the board. The Rosh holds the din in Kavana on the Chefsa. And therefore, since you lost the one in your hand, you need what? You need a bracha on the other ones. Yeah, the cases are different, but you derive a halacha from there. That's what we're saying. That the Yerushalmi is saying that even when you have a lot of turmasin in front of you, Shmuel, you're holding one in your hand, say a bracha on that, and it falls out, you don't eat it, even though the other ones in front of you, it doesn't make a difference, because the Rosh you wrote on the board, it says kavana and the chefsa. Whereas according to Taisus, right, you have one lupine in front of you, falls down, then you got to get a new lupine out from the store, and you say a bracha on that. But if there are other lupines in front of you, according to Taisus, it's all Hesekadas. You had no Hesekadas. So you don't need a what? You don't need a new bracha. Correct? You don't need a new bracha. That's the machlekes we close shir with this machlekes Taisus the Rosh. But it's very good. You got to be very careful when you learn it that the Rosh says the word termasin. And Taisus says termus. It's fascinating. I would have missed the whole thing if it wasn't for the Sefer Bikuri Aretz. You got this? Now let's take it up from there. What is the din lamaisa if there's no other lupine there? So what do you say? Says the Yerushalmi. You said a bracha l'vatalda. What do you say? Baruch shem, kavod machuso li'olam voed. The Rosh says, what happens if you said bracha ta Hashem? And then the lupine fell out of the hand. You say lamdeni chukecha selavaed. Is there a word amen? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Get it down. Kufiyut tes pasuk yud beis. Okay, it's the longest capital in Tehillim. Kuf Yutes. Yes? Lamdeni chukecha amein, we say bruchat Hashem. Lamdeni chukecha amein, selavet. I think it's amein, or is it not amein? Lamaisa. Want to hand me the sitter over there? I think it's just lamdeni chukecha. Selavet. But you save what? So please get that down. If you say bruchat Hashem, no, there's no art school there on the stender. Okay, so therefore the Rosh says, and this is quoted la'alacha, this is what we do. If you catch yourself when you say Baruch Atah Hashem and the lupine fell down, you'll say Lamdeinu Chukech Amein Selaved. If you look in Kuf Yates, it says Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukech. I'm glad we looked it up. Amein Selaved is not there. All it says is Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukech. So that's what you would say to save yourself. Continuing upon that Nakuda, please get it. The Maimer Mordechai and the Tzlach say, what happens if I started saying Elokeinu? I didn't say Elokeinu, I said Elokei. And you catch yourself. I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei, and it whoops, the lupine falls out of my hand. What do you do in that case, Nate? You getting this down, Lamaisa? You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei, instead of Elokeinu, you say what? Yisrael Lavinu Me'olam Vad Olam. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Get it down. Divrei Hayamim Chelek Aleph, Simin Chavteh, Per Chavteh, pasuk Yud. And then after that, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Li'olam Voed. So if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecha, Lamdeinu Chukecha, you don't have to say Baruch Shem. But if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei, and you didn't say Elokeinu, what do you do? Say a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Chavtes, pasuk Yud, where it says, what does it say? Elokei, Yisrael, Avinu, Me'olam, Ve'ad Olam. Then you say Baruch Shem Kol Machusel L'Olam V'Ed. Why do you say Baruch Shem Kol Machusel L'Olam V'Ed after that? Because that's a middle of a pasuk. I looked up the pasuk. If you look in that pasuk, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael is the middle of a pasuk in Divrei Yom. You're not starting from the beginning of the pasuk. So since you're not starting from the beginning of the pasuk, maybe it's not a legitimate way to save yourself. So that's why you need to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusel L'Olam V'Ed. You got it? Pasuk again is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'Ad Olam. But that problem is that's the middle of a pasuk. Maybe you have to say quote a pasuk in its entirety. Maybe you have to quote a pasuk in its entirety to what? Entirety to save you. If you don't say a pasuk in its entirety to save you, then maybe that's going to what? Maybe that's going to be a problem. Okay? Now, Baruch Shem is not a pasuk, you know? Baruch Shem is a Gemara M'sachim to involve him out, but it saves you. But maybe this would not be enough to save you because it's not a whole pasuk. Whereas Baruch Atah, whereas it says Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, is what is considered to be a pasuk. All right, you got it. So that's the first two chidushim I want to say from the Rosh and Siman Chaf. Then this takes us to the following. Get it down. The Mechaber writes, let's get it out. Keep it. Let's get it in Lamaisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Sif Gimel. Let's get it down. If you're called up for the Torah to get an Aliyah, and you're about to read something in Parshas what? Parshas Bo. Let's say something in this. Parshas Bishalach. You're about to get Aliyah in Bishalach, and Lamaisa, they weren't at Bishalach. They were at Bo. Yes? When you opened up the Sefer, the Baal Kirei, Lamaisa showed you what? You didn't notice for whatever reason. He starts laning what? Parshas Bo instead of Bishalach. Or he didn't start, he showed you a different Parsha. Okay, so what's the din? So the Mechaber writes, do you need to say a new brach on your Aliyah? Mechaber says, Yeshomrim Tzarech Lachzol Levarach. V'yeshomrim She'eno Tzarech Lachzol Levarach. V'yeshomrim Tzarech. He quotes a Yeshomrim, the Yeshomrim. The first Yeshomrim says what? You do not need to say a new bracha. The second one holds what? You do. Says the Vilna Gaon right there. Please get it down. He sends you to do Shami by Turmus. What on earth does the price and Tiachan of Turmus have to do with what? Have to do with this halacha.
Interruption of a bracha.
But what is he saying? What did we say the Machaber Paskin yesterday? He Paskin like the Rosh, yes? What does the Rosh say? That even if the other lupines were in front of you, do you need a new bracha?
Yes,
you do. What does he say here? What's the rule when you have Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim? You go with the second one. What does he say? He say you need a new bracha. We don't paskin like that. We paskin you don't need a new bracha, Sam. Because we don't paskin like that Machaber over there. We hold Lamaisa like the Ramah. We hold even further than the Ramah. We hold like that Ravid, that as long as the stuff's in front of you, right? As long as you was minastam, we assume you had your mind on it. Even though you didn't have specific das, but we're even more makel than the Ramah. So I want you to get this to begin shir. The Mechaber is l'shutaso. Because the Mechaber, the klal is when you say what? Yeshomri, Yeshomri, you go like the what? You go like the second one. When stam, Yeshomri, you go with the what? You go with the stam. Remember we had that yesterday? Didn't we have yesterday the stam with the Yeshomri? Yes? Remember I said that rule, the stam with the Yeshomrim? So, what do you see here, Lamaisa? What do you see here? The Mechaber is l'shitasa. The Mechaber holds like the Rosh. And even if the lupines are in front of you and it fell down, you need a new bracha. Yes? And what does he say by the Aliyah? Also you need a what? You need a new bracha. What would we say, Alach Lamaisa? Which is the way we paskin. We paskin that just like by the lupine, the other lupines were in front of you, you don't say a bracha. So too, by what the Sefer Torah was in front of you, you don't need a what? You don't need a new bracha. So that's, we wanted to begin shir with this chiddush. Please get it down. And it comes out, Lamaisa, that this is the din. Okay. Let's start the next sugya, Lamaisa. Okay. Continuation, let's start the next Gemara. There's a lot we have to see, so let's get right to it. Who's going to read the Gemara here? Name it Ketanai. Sam, go ahead. Let's go. Name it Ketanai. Let's go. Come on, Sam. Let's go. Name it Ketanai. Now, what does name it mean?
Let's say,
name is like Lema. What does Tais say, Sochim Chafal from an Aleph? That every time Lema is a Hava, meaning that's slugged up. This is going to be slugged up too. Name is like Name it Ketanai. Let's say this machlokus, what machlokus? Shlokos. On cooked vegetables, you see, Adomer Shakal, it's a machlokus in Tanoim. That's what it means, name it Ketanai. Okay, when the Gemara says name it Ketanai, since the Tanoim argue about it, why would the Amoraim not send you to what? They should have sent you to one of the Tanoim to say, how we paskin. Okay? Now, it's interesting, we're dealing with Talmidim of Bar Kapara. They were not Tanoim. So if they weren't Tanoim, I want you to get down. Some the Dituke Sofrim does not have the Girsa name of Ketanai. Because it's hard to believe that the Talmidim of Bar Kapara were Tanoim, Lamaisa. However, it is possible to say that in the generation after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they were still called Tanoim. Like Reb Chiya, Rav is considered a Tanoim appalling. So it could be that this was the last generation after this was the generation right after Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Maybe they were still called Tanoim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So that's why the Gemara wants to suggest, name it Ketanai. Let's say this machlokes as to whether Shlokes is Adom or not, or Shaakos or machlokes in Tanoim. Go ahead. What's Tahanu? Those. Hano means those. Go ahead. We'll touch the first, the two pshat, the durmuskin. One pshat is that it's a type of grass or cabbage. Okay? The type of cabbage, cooked grass. Min asiv, a type of a type of cabbage. Looked one. What's pargios?
Chicken.
Excellent. So you got all these things mixed together. Now, I'm going to share with you that hopefully we'll get back to the end of shir. The Sefer Bikur Haaretz has a chiddush that it was a stew. And I want you to keep that in the back of your minds as we go through shir, B'Zishem.
All three
were cooked together in one pot. That's what he wants to claim. This is what the Bikur Haaretz wants to say.
That makes sense, no?
We'll see why it makes sense, I think. I think it's an amazing chiddush. I saw it during lunch. What'd you say? All right, we'll see. Let's see. But that's what he wants to tie in the minds. It was cooked together. Go ahead, Sam. Yes?
So nothing bar kapara or rishus left on the hand of bar, right?
He gave them the rishus to what? He gave them the rishus to what? The rishus to say abrochet. Okay? Now let's look at Rashi. Guys, look inside the Rashi. Go ahead. Rashi, Durmuskin. Go ahead. Let's go, Sam. Focus. Go ahead. Durmuskin. Got to read the Dibra Maskel. Go ahead. Me'esav. Right, this grass thing that was cooked. Go ahead, Chikorin. Aklashit. Whatever it means. I mean, some type of flowers or some small flowers. Go ahead. He's one of the Rishonim, and that's what he said in Baba Kama. Go ahead. Avakan. Yeah, in brachas he says prunes. You know what prunes are? Prunes are what? Cooked plums. Go ahead. I personally, Rashi says, I heard here the pshat was and in Baba Kam, in both places it's prunes. That's what I heard, Lamaisa, that Lamaisa. I think when he says I heard, I don't know if you heard that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, but he heard people saying that was the pshat. Both here and in Baba Kam. Okay? I don't think necessarily means him, Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda, but he heard people were saying that was the pshat. Go ahead. It's an impossible pshat to say. I don't like this pshat. Go ahead. Therefore the brachas bari pre'eitz. Go ahead. How did the guy jump later on, which we didn't get up to yet, and say the brach on the chicken? The einam what? Right, and they're not considered to be chashuva things at all. Kinim afarish v'azel. They're not considered to be chashuva things at all. So Rashi, now what does that mean that it's not considered to be enik edvarim chashuvim? Let's get what Rashi means. What is he adding on by saying this notion? It's not like dvarim chashuvim. What do you think Rashi's adding on? So maybe what we could suggest is the following. Let's get what he means when he says enik edvarim chashuvim. What is he being mosif? So it could be that a plum or a prune is much more chashuv than chicken. Yes? And even if you hold the Mavarech, the Talmud that said the bracha on the chicken is shahakol, he should have said it on the prune. Why should he have said it on the prune? Because the even if the chicken is more chashuv than a prune, because prune is more chashuv. Because what's the bracha of a prune when you have it raw? Hayetz. And even if you cook it, and even if you cook it up and it drops the shahakal because it's shlokos, but chicken is always what? Shahakal, no matter whether it's raw or cooked. It's always shahakal. So when you have something that's chaviv and chashuv, which wins? Chashuv, exactly. And that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying this makes no sense at all to say that it means a prune. Forget about it, Lamaisa. Forget about it. It doesn't make any sense to say that it's considered to be like a prune.
The pargos are more chaviv.
The pargos are more chaviv than the what? Than the prune. But Lamaisa, when you talk about chashuv and chaviv, what wins? Chashuv wins. So that's why he says it makes no sense that that Talmud would jump to say what? That the Talmud would jump to say what bracha? To say shahako on the chicken. Doesn't make any sense. Because why? Because even if the prune is cooked, and a prune is cooked, but since when it's raw, it's what? Since when it's raw, it's aetz. Therefore, lemaisa, it's more what? It's more chashuv. And chashuv beats chaviv.
According to Rashi, it's cooked.
According to Rashi, lemaisa, according to Rashi, the pashup shot is lemaisa, is that Rashi says it's a brei pri aetz. Okay? So, lemaisa, even if you're going to say that they were cooked, which we're going to get to now, even if you're going to say they were cooked, but the bottom line is that what? The fact is that they're more chashuv, because even if they're, when they're eaten raw, it's a eight, that makes it more chashuv more than what? Chaviv.
Can you say the exact opposite? It's less chashuv because at some point it's a eight, now it's going to
result. No, that's what he wants to tie. That's what he wants to tie. And that's why I'm saying that. That's what Rashi's words means when he says, Eina kedvarim chashuvim. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, now look at Tosfos first before the Rebbe Kiveger. What does Tosfos say there, Sam? Go ahead. Tosfos de Ramaskil Dermison, go ahead.
Dermison, Pesharashi, prunes, linear, and the soft masculine, worth the land, Berkey, and the Doma. The Akin, Berkey, but linear, Shahu, Min, Kruf.
So Rashi, so he argues and says it doesn't mean what? Prunes? It means that what? It's a type of cabbage. And he says, because the Gemara... Now, what does Tosfos ask differently than Rashi? What does Tosfos ask, Lemaisa, on this pshat? What does Tosfos ask on the Rashi? Because what? The Gemara says that what? What bracha did he say? Bray pre what? What is the mashma on the Gemara that you say? What is Tosfos asking, Lemaisa?
That's not
what did you say? That the fact is that it's mashma that you say a bracha bray pre adama. Yes, and if it was perunish, you would say what? You would say eitz. What was Rashi's kash on Rabbi Yitzchak? And what was Tosfos' kash on Rabbi Yitzchak? There are two different kashes I want you to notice. What was Rashi's kash? Rashi's kash is, why would the Talmud say the bracha on the what? On the chicken, and not what? And not what? And not eitz. What is Tosfos' kash on Rabbi Yitzchak? That the Gemara says Beferish, it was Adama, not Eitz. That's a different type kasha. You got that? You can miss that. And the Pnei Yoshua in Dibamasko Naaman says, why didn't Rashi Lamaisa ask this kasha on Tosfos? You follow me? Why didn't Rashi ask that kasha on Tosfos?
Where does it say it's Adama?
The Gemara says. Where? The Gemara says Beferish Lamaisa. It says, what did they hold? Shlokos is what?
The Gemara says Adama. The story doesn't.
The Gemara says it.
Yeah.
The Gemara says. The Gemara says Brei Pri Adama Lamais, right? The Gemara says Ma'iv Kamavigi Shlokas Bro Shakon Mivarachav Vadiv Shlokas Brei Pri Adama. The Gemara says Beferish. So if the Gemara says Beferish that the Brach is Brei Pri Adama, what's going on, Lamais? Right? You have these things that it's Adama. You're making a choice. So why didn't, once you get down, why didn't Rashi point out Tosfos' kasha? Why didn't Rashi point out Tosfos' kasha? Why did Rashi point out this? So the Pnei Yeshua says like this, because I'll tell you why. When the Gemara says Mar Sover Shlokos Brei Pri Adama, it doesn't mean Shlokos that were in front of them in the sugya. It meant what? The sugya before, that anything that's cooked, does it retain the bracha or not, Usher? Does it retain the bracha or not? And what is the Ma'an Damar Sol Shlokos Brei Pri Adama? That's if it's a vegetable. But if it's a fruit, what bracha will it be? Heitz. The Gemara didn't mean dafka, it meant shlokos. Please get this, Shmuel, okay? There's a reason why, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi did not ask that kasha of Tosfos on Rabbi Yitzchak, is because it's not such a great kasha. that when the Gemara said shlokas, didn't mean dafk, it had to be what? It had to be a brei pri adam. It meant whatever you're cooking, it'll get that, it retains its bracha.
It's talking about shlokas, it's not talking about
I understand, but if durmus is a prune, you could say it meant ha'etz. Even though the Gemara wrote black on white ha'adam, it didn't mean ha'adam.
I
mean,
yeah. I don't think it was a great question
in the beginning. Okay, okay, fine, good, good. That, I want you to get down. First of all, you can miss that Rashi and Tosfos are asking different kashas, and you got to ask yourself, why didn't Rashi ask Tosfos kasha? That's what he wants to say. Tosfos took it very seriously that it meant shlokas ha'adam. Okay? So that's the first nekuda I want you to get. Okay, that's the first nekuda I want you to get.
Rashi's saying
it is saying Adama. Lamaisa. Rashi's saying Adama is lav dafke, men ha'etz. It just meant the sugi we learned before shlokos. Shlokos can be what? Cooked vegetables, it can be cooked fruits. So when it said shlokos, burpee Adama, it meant generically. But in the case where you have a plum in front of you or a prune in front of you, what bracha will you say? In a chanami, it'll be ha'etz. That's why Tosfos didn't ask that kasha. That's why Rashi did not ask Tosfos kasha on Vidyitzer. Because you could quickly answer that. Tosfos didn't agree with that. Tosfos took it very seriously. Okay? But I want you to note something, Laman. You can ask yourself, why didn't Tosfos ask, you know, Lamaisha Rashi's kasha? That I didn't see anyone bring up. Why didn't Tosfos ask it the way Rashi brought up? Then why did he say it on chicken? That I don't have a ha'ara for. That I don't have a ha'ara for. Maybe, maybe the answer is that he would ask in a chanami. He knows Rashi. He likes Rashi's kasha, but I'm going to pound down another. What? I'm going to pound down, add on another kasha. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the pshat, Lamaisa, you could suggest. It's a little bit difficult to say it like that, but you got to ask yourself that. You follow me? It's very interesting to me, too. He quotes Rashi and says, prunish. Rashi's not the one who said prunes. Who's the one who said prunes? Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, in fact, attacked him. So I'm kind of getting the impression that maybe Tosfos had a different gears of Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe Tosfos had a completely different gears of Rashi completely. Because he presents Rashi saying he's the one who said prunes. He's not the one who said prunes. He attacks the one who says prunes, no? Did you guys notice that in Seder? I don't want to spill the beans completely to you in Seder. You follow me? Did you notice that, though? It's a little bit strange that he says it like that. That wasn't Rashi's job, no? No, that was Rashi who was attacking Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. It wasn't Rashi. So either you could say that what he's adding on a kasha. He liked Rashi's kasha, he's adding on another kasha. Or he had a completely different girsa, Lamaisa. He didn't even have Rashi. He didn't have our Rashi. He had Rashi saying that it's prunes, which in fact, Lamaisa, is what we have in the evidence. Okay? You got what I'm saying? Okay. Fine. Lamaisa. Let's go now to Rabbi Akiva. Let's go, Sam. You with me? Let's go with the Rabbi Akiva. What does the first Rabbi Akiva say? Okay, let's go. Take your coat off, then you'll be stronger, right? Rashi Dibramasko. Go ahead, Sam. Dibramasko, go ahead. Give me a shot. Dibramashi, go ahead. Dibramaskin. How are you? What's the name? Ayin, go ahead. Go ahead. Kashali.
Kashali.
You're rusty, Sam. You're rusty. You're getting off the rust. You're shedding it. You're shedding it. Go ahead. What's the kasha?
Hagam
bari pri adam adif mishakol. What is Rashi attacking that? Oh, ha'etz. Hadam is also better than shakol. It's a great kasha, no? He says, I don't understand what's going on here. Why would you say shakol or ha'etz? Why would he say shakol or adam? No? Go ahead, Ella. Ella damavarech. Hagam bari pri adam mishakol. Ella damavarech savar. Oh, shlokas yishe shahako, vim kain.
Vim kain, gam kain berkri ha'itz, inder pasoi, berkri itz el shahako.
Exactly. Kinemavur?
Ber besugia gam yizayis
b'liyah. It's arachim. So it's a great kasha. What's he asking? He's asking, I don't understand Rashi's attack at all. As Nate said, the prunes are cooked. Prunes are cooked plums. You cook them. And if you hold shlokas as shahako, then it's not ha'itz. So what on earth is Rashi talking about? You might have been ha'etz once, but now that you've cooked it at shahako, that's what he says. In came ha'etz and b'kaso ha'etz because you cooked it. Like we find by the sugi of Zayas. What do we say with the sugi of Zayas? On the bottom of the base, olives are ha'etz, and you cooked it. You didn't cook it, but you salted it. What does Tosfos say? Maliach ke? Maliach ke roteach. Salting is like boiling, so it becomes like cooked. So you say shlokos applies even to fruits, and it drops it to shakal. If you hold shlokos in general shakal, you say it even on eights. Nate, you with me? So therefore, what? It's a great kasha. What's Rashi attacking when he says eights? It's a shakal. So I want to offer four answers to this. Let's get it. To answer Rashi's kasha. Let's go. Number one. To answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha on Rashi. Now, what are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to legitimize Rashi's kasha on who? Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Kivager asked on Rashi's kasha. It's not a kasha. Rashi said it was eights. It's not eights. What is it? Shakol, shlokos. Yes? So the first answer that I want you to see is from the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua and the Merume Soda. Pnei Yoshua's Dimaskal Neyma and the Merume Soda, the Nitziv say, well, how do most people eat plums or prunes? Raw. They don't eat them when they're cooked. Plums and prunes, when I say the word prune, it's really a cooked plum. People usually just eat plums, raw. That is the derech. And therefore, they are very strong saying that Rashi is saying that this was not cooked.
So why call them prunes?
What'd you say?
So why call them prunes?
Why call them what?
Prunes.
That's a colloquial saying. It's the same thing as shazif. Shazif is a plum. I just translated it in English like that. It means what? It means plums. That's what a shazif is. And that's exactly what the bracha is praying. And therefore, Rashi attacks him and says, you should have said the bracha on the eights. So get that down. What'd you say?
It's hard because the Gemara first in the Shlokos.
The Gemara could be talking about Shlokos regarding what? The Pragyos and the Kruv, right? Cabbage usually you don't eat, against coleslaw you do eat raw. But Lamaisa, the Gemara does say Shlokos, but maybe Shlokos is referring to the Kruv, Lamaisa. Maybe it's referring to the Kruv.
And then you just totally forget about the skin.
What'd you say?
And then you just forget about that one.
It forgets about that one, yes. Forgets about that one. If you hold the mice, if you forget about that one, yes. If you forget about that one, yes. It was brought when it was raw. Okay, I hear you. Poshup Shadig Mar is referring to both, but I could say it's only referring to the crew, which we're assuming is cooked. Crew could have also been eating what raw, but I don't think they had coleslaw in those days. They didn't have mayonnaise, you know. No one can eat coleslaw without mayonnaise, right? That's how you make coleslaw. Okay, so I hear what you're saying, Nate. It's a good horror, but I want you to get this answer down. Everyone got it? So therefore, what are we breaking? What are we saying? We're saying that what? What are we saying? That it was the plum was raw, and that's why he taxed the Rabbi Yitzchak. So we answered Rashi's what? We answered Rashi's kasha. Okay, that's one answer. Number two answer. Here we go. What's number two answer? Let's get it. The Rosh Yosef. What does the Rosh Yosef say in the Prima Gaudim? Dimas Kohano? He says an amazing chiddush. Amazing Kiddush. He says the din of shlokos does not apply to what? Fruit trees. It only applies to vegetables, yirakos. He says on fruit, you cook up fruit, it retains the bracha of brei preitz. And the Taz, Lamaisa, wanted to say this, Lamaisa, but I'm going to what? The Tosos slugs this up. Tosos Dermaska Meshkakas La. Totally slugged this up because Tosos was talking about Alam and Chesed Beis, even fruit trees as well. Okay?
We had examples,
but I want you to give me even better. Tosos had Tapuchim, excellent. Alam and Chesed Beis, Tosos had Tapuchim. So you see, Tosos is totally against that. But I want you to prove it to me from the Gemara why it's wrong, this Kiddush. Prove it to me from the Gemara. That Shlokos only applies to vegetables. What's the whole Begorim where we began on Thursday? What are we talking about, the sugya? Olives. Olives are fruits. Really? Olives are eights, of course. And the Gemara still talks about shlokas with that. So how can you tell me shlokas is only what? Usher limited to what? How can you tell me shlokas is only limited to what? To fruit trees. Against the Gemara. How can you tell me shlokas is only limited to vegetables? The Gemara said it by Zayas Maliach. It's a pella to say such a thing. So not only is it against Toysan Lamaches and Mizimasko Meshkatzla, he said Tapuchim, and excellent, but he also said, the Gemara says it by Zayas Maliach. It's an absolute pella to say such a thing. So this answer is very difficult. But how would it have been an answer? Because since a prune is eight, Shlokos doesn't what?
Even if you cook it, it's still eitz. So maybe it was cooked an eight and remained eitz. And Rashi attacks the Ben Yitzchak. The problem with that is we see that shluchas what? Applies not only to vegetables, applies also to what? To fruits. Tosfos says that by apples, the Gemara said it by the olives. Yes? Tosfos said by apples. Tosfos talks about things where are they equal raw as they're cooked. Okay? Tosfos says sometimes there are certain things that are what? They're as good as cooked as they're raw. And he brought up the example of Tapuchin commenting on Shlokas. So you see that he didn't distinguish between vegetables and fruits. He says, Tapuchin, take a look. He says, Tapuchin. There are certain things that what that are so good when they're cooked, like when they're raw, Lamaisa, certain things like that. So he's obviously including, but you don't need just Tosis, the Gemara says it.
No.
We don't make that distinction. We're saying shluchas applies across the board. Okay? But that's a second answer. We got it? You understand how we just shlugged up the second answer? Now I want to give a third answer, which is based on the Bikkui Aretz. What's the case? Do you guys remember the case of what? Of the nut that was fried in honey? The end of that Tosis on Lamech Hesabez. What did Tosis say on a nut that was fried with honey? What bracha did he say? Ha'eitz. Even though the frying of the nut makes the nut worse, but because the honey saves it, what was the bracha of eitz? Do you remember the Taz? The Taz was the one who made the distinction between Adama and what? Ha'eitz there. That's exactly what's happening here. You made one stew here. Remember I said you made a stew? You had the chicken, you had the what? You have the cabbage, and you have the what? And you have the what? The fruit. You have the prune. And we said that what? What happens to it? That if it the cooking of it makes it worse, but if it's mixed with other things, it makes it better because of the honey. So to hear the chicken and the cabbage make it better, what bracha will it be? It'll be ayetz. That's the pshat in Rashi. That's what Rashi's referring to. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean like the Rosh Yosef that what? Shluchas do not apply at all to what? To eitz. That we said is very difficult. It's wrong. And what the third answer is that it shluchas lemaisa can apply to what? Shluchas can apply to fruits when you do something with it. What do you do with it? With the cooking of it might make it worse, but what do? Because it was mixed with other things, it saves it. It's misakin it.
So
you remember that? So one second. So the Taz is in Simon what? The Taz is talking about this what? Nut. And the Taz gives this answer.
It's different between fruits and vegetables.
What'd you say? Yes. The Taz said because a nut is a eitz, it gets a eitz. But if it was a vegetable that got ruined, it would lose its bracha b'shahakal, correct?
So this is the
Taz in Reish, Hay, Sifkot, and Gimel. And the Marsham says, this is amazing. The Marsham says, this is what Rashi is referring to. The Marsham is in Das Torah. He says the Taz is rooted in the Rashi Durmuskut. That's what he means. It was a stew. It was put together, and that's why you say ha'etz. Rabbi Kivager asked what? We're going like the man of the Shluchas is what? Shahakol? That was Rabbi Kivager's Kashan Rashi, right? What's the answer? Not if you mix it as a stew with other things and it gets better. What will the bracha be? Ha'etz! Exactly. That's the third answer we're saying. Excellent, Shmuel. Yes, Snake, go ahead.
So it is Shluchas, so it does go back to Shahakol and make sure it brings it back to Ha'etz.
Correct. Excellent. And that is the distinction between a eitz and a dam. Don't tell me categorically shluchas don't apply to eitz. It's against the Gemara by olives. But when you make it as a stew, then what? Then you understand, Lamaisa, how it could be. Just like the nut that was fried with the honey. Wow. This is amazing. I jumped out of my seat. Not literally, I should have. But I was tired, Lamaisa. I should have jumped out. I couldn't believe this shot. It's an amazing shot of the Bikkui Aretz, and he's saying that you stewed it together, Lamaisa. There's another Rashi that we're going to say that really proves this very, very good. So this is Lamaisa, a third answer. Second answer we rejected. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I just ask why?
Yes.
Making it into stew brings the bracha up a level.
Because according to the, remember we said like cooking the, frying the nut makes the nut bad, but since it was fried with honey, the conglomerate at the end of the day, it turns out that the nut is better.
The honey makes the nut better.
The honey makes the nut better, even though the cooking process, the stew, the chicken and the cabbage made the prune better. Yes. Even though the cooking of the prune straight up doesn't, it really defaces it. It's lav b'mosai okaimi and shahako. But if I mixed it with other things like a stew here, it saves it.
Before the egg was, the dvash was the thing that ruined it too. It's then made it better, it makes it better. Here, the stew is not the thing that's worsening it. It's cooking is worsening it, and the stew makes it better. It's two separate things.
I know, but just like the honey made the nut better, even though the nut was fried, lamaisa. So
in honey.
I understand. The same thing. This was stewed. It was cooked together with the chicken. The chicken and the cabbage make the prune good. Exactly. And that's what restores it to be ayetz. Correct. And therefore, Rashi was asking a great kasha. It's an amazing pshat. You follow me? This is the chiddush. There's a third answer for what? Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Number four. A fourth answer from the Beis Yisrael. And we have that at Kopitz, at least in my Kopitz, of course, the cousiner of, and the Rishash. Hope you guys saw the Rishash. What did the Agos HaShri say? We learned that. What did the Agos HaShri say by May Paris of Priya Eitz? Goes down from Eitz to one Madrega to Brepi Adama. Doesn't jump two Madregas. From Eitz to Shahakal. Shlokas go from what? Shlokas of a Brepi Eitz go down to Brepi Adama. So Rashi says what? What does Rashi say? Rashi says that Lamaisa, since the prunes were cooked, goes down from what? Eitz to what? To an Adama. Lamaisa. And it still should what? That's exactly what he was asking. It still should come first. Because why? Brei Pri Adama should come before what? Shahakol, exactly. Brei Pri Eitz should come, Brei Pri Eitz, Rashi says it's a Brei Pri, if it's a Pri Eitz, you cook it. It still should come before Lamaisa, it's a Brei Pri Adama. It's not a Shahakol like chicken, right? But what's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? What did Olive show? What did Olive show? Come on, Sam. What did Olive show? That it does go down two Madregas. What did it say? The old Shlach? It said Shlachos on Zayas Maliach, and when it drops it from Eitz to what? I understand, but read the Gemara. It says, B'mosayo Shlachos Lab B'mosayo Kaini. And it said, you say what? You say Shahako. We're going like the Ma number. We were asking on the Ma number, it said Shahako. So it says black and white Shahako. It jumps two, Lamaisa. Jumps two. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. So you still have Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, says the Rishash, Lamaisa from Aleph. So don't tell me, Lamaisa, that you've saved the day, Lamaisa. Don't tell me you've saved the day with the what? Don't tell me you've saved the day with what? You've saved the day with by saying that what? Rabbi Kiveger asked on Rashi, oh, you think it's a Brei Pri Eitz? No, if it's cooked, it's shahakal. Oh, we're saying it's cooked. It's not shahakal. It's adama. So if it's adama, it's still first. No, it's not. It should be shahakal. Because why we said shlokas by what? By zayis melech. It jumped from what? It went down from eitz all the way to shahakal. So that's a very difficult answer as well. So of the four answers, which one do we say stuck? The first one was presented was raw. Wasn't even cooked. Yes. What was the second answer we slugged up? That you don't say it at all, shlokas on Brei Pri Eitz. And the third answer is the one that stuck, the stew. The fourth one, we're asking on. So we had four answers, and the only one that really stuck was what? One and what? One and three. Correct. That's how you learn up the Rashi. You follow me? Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Two things. One, at the Beis Yisrael, I feel like it works a lot much better with the theory of Tosos. Because that, it makes it Hadamah, and then it seems like they're not arguing anymore. Rashi Tosos. That's one thing.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Tosos? Yes, what they're asking about, yes.
So that answer is strong, makes Rashi on the same level as Tosfos, makes it Adama.
You mean that it was asking that it should be Adama, you mean?
Yeah.
That it was asking it should be Adama. Well, Rashi said that the bracha is Brei Pri Eitz, right? What did he mean?
It goes down from my
yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, that's a good horror. Okay.
Second is
it does make it like that would be a prayer. But the only problem is, so then why didn't he ask from it then? Then Rashi should have asked that Tosfos Kasha. You follow me? Okay, good.
Second thing is that
it's yes.
And it says Bishlam is Kilim Gvar Kala Shaka Gvar. It makes sense that they made Shaka Gvar. They never like actually discussed that. They were just assumed by the Gemara. They never like
No, but it was asking it as a kasha on shlokos.
It never it says bishlokos to the rabbi shachar. It makes sense if you say it was shachar, but never says you have.
I understand, but the Gemara understood you're saying shahakol on it. I understand, but shlokos, but shlokos is when he said on eight, it dropped to two madregas. I understand, but it's black on white. Bishlokos, the Gemara saying
it. It says bishlokos. It makes sense in order to be. It doesn't say it is.
Bishlama means it's good. Not only is it good, it works.
It would make sense.
No, the Gemara saying black. Gemara saying black and white. That's the din.
It's worse.
No,
than
no, it's a rule. It's a rule. That's the rule. That's the Bishlama. It's a rule. That's what Bishlama means. It makes sense.
Right, it does.
Makes sense. So why does it? Why does it say shako? It should have said adoma. Because not true. No, because if I hold shlok as a shako, I say it no matter what.
You ever say that means it has to be shako?
Yes, yes. If you hold like that sheet, it's always shako. That's correct. Okay.
The
Beis Yisrael says that when you, according to the Gosh Ashri, when you cook something, it goes down one madrega from Ha'etz to Adama. Yes? The problem with that is that what? We said Zayis Meliach on Lamed Chesem Beis goes from what? If you hold Shlokas, goes from Ha'etz to Shahakol. It's against the Gemara, that Shita. Very hard to say that Shita, Lamaisa. And that's what Zayas presents to us. So it's very hard to say, Lamaisa, that Rashi was attacking Brei Preitz. He was saying Brei Preadama, and therefore that should come first, Lamaisa. That's what he was asking, Lamaisa. He was asking that if you hold that what? It's still a Kasha. Because you see from what? That it goes down to what? It goes down to Shahaka. So therefore that's very hard to say that Rashi was holding like Gosh Ashri, and that's why he said what? He said Hadama. That when you use, it only goes down one madrega. That's why it goes down one madrega. And that's what he's asking him. You should go on what? And Rabbi Kivager is saying it should be shahako. Maybe it only goes down one madrega. No, you see from Zayas it goes down two madregas. Okay, so that's a very difficult answer. Okay, we got this so far? Everyone got this? Okay. Now, before we go vayta, I want to add on Rabbi Yudah Chassid's pshat. Tosas Rabbi Yudah Chassid, Rabbi Masgad Durmuskun, quotes of Yosef, that says that Durmuson got ruined with their cooking and they become a shahakal. Whereas the cabbage, it gets improved with the cooking and the brachas brei pi adama. So therefore, lachein lo yatzarach lahaktim hadurmuskin. The durmuskin never should be what? Never should be put first. And lamaisa that comes out, according to Buda Chassid, that Rashi's kasha is answered very beautifully. What was Rashi's kasha? Rashi's kasha on Rabbeinu Yosef was what? What's the name of the Rishon? Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbeinu Yehuda said, should be Ha'etz, right? Should be Ha'etz. What are you talking about? How can you say the brach on the chicken? So what's the answer? No. The durmuskin gets ruined in the cooking and shahakal. So he answers that kasha. Okay, so don't start attacking Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbeinu Yehuda. If you hold like Buda Chassid, he gives his own answer to answer Rashi's kasha right off the bat. Okay? So he answers Rashi's kasha right off the bat. So I want you to get this. We had four answers for Rabbi Kivager's kasha on Rashi's kasha. Yes? Remember Rabbi Kivager's kasha on Rashi's kasha? How is it a kasha? Right? It should be shaka. Yes? So we had four answers. Only one and three stuck. Yes? Then I want you to just get straight up. How do you answer Rashi's kasha directly on who? Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu Yehuda. Maybe you could say the prunes get ruined when they're cooked. That's what Yudah Chassid says. Durmuson are such that they get ruined when they're cooked. Okay? They get absolutely ruined when they're cooked.
This is a new answer, but not part of the four?
No, it's not part of the four, because it's directly answering Rashi's kasha. Oh. Okay? It's directly answering Rashi's kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu. Those four answers we did was to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha on Rashi's kasha. You follow me? You got that? Keep that straight. Yes, Shmuel.
First of all, how do we define getting better? Does that mean that the taste just gets better or it tastes more like the original thing?
Yeah, it's worse. It's worse objectively. It's a worse objectively.
But that means that if I have an apple, that now tastes better because of the beef. It doesn't.
Objectively, it's the same, Tyson says. You cook the apple and apple is objectively the same. Let's assume that Tyson, that's what Tyson says. But Tyson says this is going to get, the Rabbi Yudah says it's going to get worse, whereas the kruv gets better. And that's why it says a brei pri adama. That's why you're not makdim the durmus. Okay.
So, as a klal, if it gets worse, it would be.
If it gets worse, that's a big machlekes lemaisa. But he's assuming Rabbi Yudah Chassid that's a shahakal. Okay. If it gets worse and it's cooked, we assume that it's a shahakal. That's correct. Okay. Excellent, guys. All right, now we get to go weiter now in the Gemara. Let's go. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Go ahead, Sam. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. So what does Gemara say? Kafetz?
Yeah, Kafetz is a very hard pair of parties, right?
Now, what does Kafetz mean?
Jumped.
He jumped. Now, did he literally jump or not? So the Tzlach writes, first of all, the Shlomo Mishnaso says he didn't wait. He had no patience. Doesn't mean he literally jumped.
Who was that?
The Shlomo Mishnaso. Shlomo Mishnaso is a sefer. One of the Gedolei Achronim says that Kafetz means he didn't have any patience. Bar Kapar gave Rishus. What'd you say?
We have this Kafetz by something else.
Yes.
Right?
Where do we have Kafetz? You remember?
We
had Kafetz, right? What does Kafetz here mean? Right. Kafetz means he what? He jumped the gun. Mm-hmm. He was Kafetz of Barak. That's who says the Shlomo Mishnaso. What does the Tzlach say? What does the Tzlach say it means? You guys tell me. What does he say? He jumped up and he said a bracha on what? On the chicken. Because he loves chicken. He loves chicken. So he loved chicken so much, he was so eager to... What'd you say? He was so eager to say the bracha. So since he was so eager to say the bracha, he said kafetz. Okay, we'll find it. I think it was a quote from here. We had this.
No,
we had it in Tosis. Tosis quoted this Gemara. It's on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.
Three guys in the attic.
What'd you say?
Three guys in the attic.
Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tosis on the bottom. Tosis on the bottom. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph said kafetz. He quoted the story. Remember? What'd you say? No, no, no. We don't, Lamaisa.
So
this is not, we're not dealing with Choshev here, Lamaisa. Just, he.
Not Choshev, it's Choviv.
Yeah, Choviv, Choviv.
Yeah, so
Choviv, Choviv.
What he made, it was a mistake.
All right, we'll see, we'll see. We'll see, yeah. What did you say? Go ahead.
Sam found me, there's another case, Lamaisa. There's a Kiva's case.
He says, yeah. You mean on the bottom, you mean? Kafetz or a bire. Excellent. Very good, Sam. On Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Excellent, excellent. Very good. So what are the two pshutim of kafetz here? Either what? What is kafetz here? What does the Shlomo Mishnaso mean? He didn't wait to hear from Kapara which one he should say the brachan. Or what does the Tzlach say? He was eager to say that he loves chicken. So he was eager to say the brachan, the one that he was kafetz to. Okay.
What's the difference
between those two?
What?
No, one is that kafetz is that was like a beginner's rebbe. You jumped up, you didn't ask your rebbe which one you should have said it on. The other one was just showing that he loved chicken, Lamaisa. The other one is just showing wasn't focusing on that it was a beginner to his rebbe. Okay?
We learned there last time also that it was showing that kafetz means that you can separate yourself and not be motivated to other people.
Okay. That's what we said the pshat was then? Okay, Miri said that. Okay, good. Okay, go ahead. I can't hear you. Go ahead. Kafetz? Ubirech? Excellent. Go ahead. I'm upset at the what? At the mocker. Go ahead. Maybe he never had a busser in his life. That's why he said the brachas. Why are you mocking him? Then, Bar Kapara continued. Go ahead. Chazar, Vamar. I'm not upset at the mocker. I'm upset at the what? The Mavarach. Yes? Mm-hmm. So he kind of likes going back and forth here. Go ahead, Vamar. We'll get back to it between that. Go ahead, Vamar. Listen, if you think I'm not smarter than you, I understand. Okay, fine. However, what? Zakein Einkan, you guys are not older than me. So you should have asked me, Lamaisa. You should have asked me which bracha to say. Okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead, what does the Gemara conclude? Tana, the Brisa says? Wow, both of them did not live out the year. They both died because of disrespect to the Rebbe. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, let's just see Rashi. Go ahead. Shalom Tam, go ahead. Shalom Tam. Right, read the Dimaska. Shalom
Tam.
Excellent. Go ahead, Pargios.
Pargios Boser Oyf Shakar Pargios.
Right, go ahead. You should have asked me which one to pata the other minute. Go ahead, Vidvarim. These things don't flow in with the bread. Ella. Exactly, you need a bracha. So basically what I want to say to you, and let's get it down, we'll get back to the Tysis when we do the Tysis, but I want to say to you the following. The Pnei Yehoshua learns up that Rashi is l'shitaso, because Rashi holds, halacha l'maisa, that the bread bonds you together. At the same time, though, the bread bonds you together, but l'maisa, if you have stuff in the middle of the meal that doesn't flow in with the bread, you need a bracha. The bread doesn't match you. So the bread puts you together as a bonding that one guy can be most to other people, yes? But at the same time, l'maisa, you do need a bracha on those things that are low bachmas asud. Okay, that's Rashi Shita. This is what Rashi holds, halacha l'maisa. Okay? This is the Pnei Yehoshua says pshat in Rashi. Rashi is l'shitaso. Rashi holds on Memheim and Beis that two guys are eating, each guy should say his own bracha. For a motzi, because a muzzle. Okay? That's the din. Halacha l'maisa. Im kein, aim is zamnin al peiris. That's why Rashi had to stand on his head and say what? That we're talking about a bread meal. Pnei Yehoshua says, how did Rashi know that it was a bread meal? How can one guy be motzi and someone else? Rashi holds in general you're not allowed to be motzi someone else. Where's Rashi? Memheim and Beis. In the seventh parak, Rashi says that. You know, all Rashi says for bracha rishon or bracha achron, you should never have one guy be motzi other people. Each guy should say his own bracha. So what's going on here? Why did he ask someone to be motzi other people? Must be that it's a bread meal. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua says Rashi knew that it was a bread meal. And the bread allows you to bond together that one guy can be motzi the other guys in what? Exactly, correct.
Maybe explain exactly how it is that they're eating a meal, a bread meal together, but they're not, they still have to make a rubber.
Because there's Dvar Maboy Machmash Shalom Bachmash Asuda. Rashi Sheet is, on Memheim Abeis, Rashi Sheet is that things, it's on Memalafim Abeis as well, Rashi holds that things that blend into, things that are quoted, we're going to see it on Memalafim Abeis, God, when we get up to there, Rashi holds things that are brought into a bread meal that don't blend in with the bread. Yes? That are eat separately than the bread, you need your own bracha. Only things you put on the bread, like peanut butter, you don't need a bracha. But meat that's made separate, Rashi is an amazing shita, which we don't paskin like. So I'm saying Rashi is l'shitaso. You got that? I want you to get this down. It's a beautiful pshat of Pnei Yehoshua. He makes it l'shitaso.
But we paskin like everything.
We paskin bread takes care of everything. But Rashi shita is not that way. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua says Rashi knew it was a bread meal. Because Rashi shita, again, there's three Rashis here. One Rashi is our Rashi here. That it was a bread meal, and one guy was saying a bracha for the what? For the food that was what? Shmuel? Shalom Machmas Asuda. That's number one. What's number two Rashi? There's a mitzvah to be mechalik in general. Each guy should say his own bracha motzi and birkas amos. What's going on here? Must be it was what? It must be it was a bread meal. And that's Rashi Shita. A bread meal allows you to combine together, or one guy can be motzi other people. That's what Rashi says. One guy can be Baruch Lekulam because Haseba works for pas. Haseba works for bread. That's the din. Haseba works for bread. Halacha l'maisa. You got this? So this is Rashi Shita. Nate, you got it? Again, Rashi Shita is on Memheim and Beis that two guys that eat, they should each one say their own bracha, amotzi, and because I'm Muslim. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. That should be ideal. But if it's a bread meal that everyone's eating together, Rashi holds that since the brachas in the middle have to be said on Dvar Shabbayim Vav Machzabas, one guy can be motzi other people, halacha l'maisa. That's the Chiddush. And Bar Kapar is talking about what? Where there was a bread meal, and therefore l'maisa, we're talking about a situation that, we understand why they had to what? Well, they had to say, that they had a bread meal, because Basar and Kruv, we say a bracha in the middle of the meal. That's Rashi Shita. Okay? Yes.
Well, any
stuff in the middle of the meal, we don't hold like this, Rashi. Bread takes care of
it.
Fruit doesn't blend in, right. But Rashi says everything doesn't blend in. Unless you eat it on the bread.
And fruit we say because...
Fruit we say doesn't blend in, l'maisa. That's what we assume. It's not part of this. Yeah, it's not like the entree. And Rashi says even the entree you'd say a bracha. Okay, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. So everyone got this? Shmuel, you got it? That's why you did Haseba. You have to say, according to Rashi, they did Haseba. They all got together and did Haseba. It's a bread meal, and therefore one guy's motzi someone else. Okay, fine. Let's get to, now, finish up the Gemara, Sam. Go ahead. So what's the machlokes? Go ahead. My love. So what does the Gemara say? That the Mavarach said Shlakos are what? Shlakos and Pargios are Shahakol, and therefore Chaviv wins. Yes? And therefore what? The prune also probably is what? Is cooked also. There were Shakol. Everything's Shakol. The cooked pack, the cabbage is Shakol. Everything's Shakol. What's the other sheet hold? The Malagle? Go ahead. The Malagle holds that Shlakos are what? Are Adama, and Pargios are what? Are Shakol. Objectively, what wins, Shmuel? No. Objectively, Hilkach Peirei Adif. That's why the Malak leg was making fun of him. Because you should have said the bracha not on the chicken. What should you have said it on? You should have said it on the Adama. Correct. So the Machlokis, the Talmidei of Bar Kappara, is a Machlokis earlier, whether Shlakos are what? Or Adama are what? Or Adama are Shakol. Is that correct? That's the Machlokis in the Havamin of the Gemara. That's the name of Kitanai, guys. Name of Kitanai was a Havamina, that this Machlokas of the two Talmidim Bar Kappara is a Machlokas where the Shlokas are Adam and Shaka. Those are the two sheikhs we had earlier. Now what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. Then the Gemara says what? Lo. No, you didn't skip the word lo. Gemara says lo. You don't have lo?
Yeah.
Gemara says lo, it's wrong. I told you the Gemara slugs it up, didn't I tell you? Name them. Go ahead.
The Kuli Alma Shlokas, the Pargios Shahakal, everyone holds that Shlokas Pargios are Shahakal. The Alubah has Sobra, Svarakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamakamak
Amar Savar, objectively, it's more what sustains a person more than what. And therefore, he says the brach on the what? He said the brach on the what? On the kruv, because the kruv sustains more than the pargos and the dermiskin. Yes? And therefore, you say a what? You say a brach on that. Now, Lamaisa, when you read that Rashi, what does Rashi stress here? What does Rashi say in Dibra Maskil when he says Liftor? Rashi Dibra Maskil is a Kanein Khan. You read that Rashi. What did Rashi say is Kanein Khan? You should have asked me what? What should you have asked me? Al Ezaman Yavarach Liftor Sharminim. Underline that phrase in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Skenein Khan. Hello Zakanide. Anil Shil Al Ezaman Yavarach Liftor Sharminim. Do you notice that Rashi? What should Rashi have said? Usher, what should Rashi have said? Which one did you say first? Not the pot or everything. What does that seem to imply? That it is a stew. It's a stew. That implies that it's a stew. The whole thing is the pot or something here, guys. It works well in Rashi. Why Rashi says it like that. It's not just three separate things. Which one you say first? It was a stew. It was a stew. And therefore what? Not only are you going to what? Not only are you going to choose which one you say first, it's the only one you're going to say. It's the only one you're going to say. Please underline that. It's a very beautiful diuk, Lamaisa. Comes out to be a very beautiful diuk. That is the Chiddush. Okay, now this brings us to the following. Look at the next tesis. Go on, Nasan Bar Kapara. So at the end of the day, I want you to get this down. You walk away from this Gemara. What do you think you'd say, Halacha Lamaisa and Shlakos? Shackle, that's not true, Shmuel. Get it down. We don't paskin like that. Get it down. Even though the maskana, the takeaway is everyone shlakos shackle, we don't hold like that. No way. We hold that you say adam on shlakos, and the tzlach, I want you to get this, wait, makes this aura.
To be
shlakos,
what are we defining shlakos here as?
Cooked vegetables. Or cooked fruit.
Right.
Both. What are you paskin like? We assume shlakos incorporates both. It says zayis. Pashup shan gemara. Zayis is olive. It says cooked.
Just
cooked fruit. No, that depends on much which shiti you hold like lomais. We hold this taz. We assume pashup shat that cooked what? The cooked vegetables lomais will be adama. A cooked what? A cooked fruit lomais also could imagine it. Depends which shiti you hold like. Lamaisa. Depends which sheet you hold on the Gedolah Achrona. But the bottom line is, it is Shahakol, does it retain its bracha? That's the Pashuk Shah. Okay? Does it retain its bracha or not? When I say Adam, it retains its bracha. It's a Hey, to retain its bracha. Yes? The takeaway would be, you think Shahakol. Please get it down. The Slach says, no way. Chas v'sholom. When the Gemara says Kuli Alma, what does it mean? It means the two Talmidim of Bar Kapara, not all the Tanoim. We paskin like what? What do you do by cooked matzah? Are you yotzu with cooked matzah? Halacha l'maisa, cooking. Are you yotzu with cooked matzah according to Remeir? Remeir says, yes, you're not yotzu. You are yotzu, because cooking retains the status. And Rabbi Yossi says, the only reason we're not yotzu because of tamatzah being in, right? Veleka. But cooking usually retains the status. What's that phrase called? Bimbal sayu kindi. So don't get me wrong. We don't take away from this Gemara. We paskin shaka. We paskin what? Adamo. Happens to be the two talmidim of Akapar Kapara both hold shaka. That's all the Gemara meant by saying this. Halacha l'maisa. And I have to tell you also that David David writes, let's get it. Mikan raya to who? It's a raya to the sheet of the riff. What does the riff say? Shlokas, what bracha do we say? Hadama. He doesn't paskin like Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista distinguish between? You remember Rav Chista on Lamed Chesed and Beis? Depending whether the cookie makes it better or worse. By Kruv, it gets better. Yeah, he doesn't make it. And therefore, what? And it's a machlokas whether it's Adama or Shahakal. The Gemara says Lamed Chesed. We don't care. We don't paskin like Rav Chista. We hold cooking no matter what. What's the din? We paskin cooking is always Adama. Doesn't make a difference whether it makes it better or worse. We don't make a difference in that. The din of what, the machlokes is whether shakal or brepia don't makes it worse. We don't paskin like what? Rav Chista, we paskin it is considered to be adama. So he said, this is a raya for the rif that shlokas is brepia adama. We don't hold like the sheet of who? Of Rav Chista, who's mechalik between what? Kruv is mashpiach. What is kruv? Yeah. Kruv gets better. And still it presents a machlokes whether it's what? Shahakal or Adama. So you follow what I'm saying? If you're a Shahakal man, I hold Shahakal no matter what, even if it gets better with the cooking. I don't accept that Shita. We don't accept that Shita, Allah l'maisa. We don't accept that Shita, the Chiluk or Rechista, who's Mechalik, whether the Bishul makes it better, does it make it better? I don't care. I don't accept Shlokas or Shahakal. Agamar says it. That's only the Tamino Bar Kapara. We don't paskin like that. Okay. This brings us now to the second Tisus. Okay, let's see the second Tisus. Go ahead. Let's go, Sam. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Let's focus. Nelson, go ahead.
Nelson Bar Kapara is just left on behind the bar. The near it, the Myri, the brother to the phone.
Tisus is right off the bat, we're talking about Bracha Rishona. Go ahead. Oh, so if you're talking about Bracha Achrona, makes no sense. Why? Why does it make no sense? Because we never say a bracha achrona on behalf of someone for what? One guy for another guy for fruit. We never do that, ever. We never ever do that at all. There's no bonding by fruit that could allow one guy to say a bracha for another guy, so it can't be a bracha achrona. When he says ein mezam, it means the bracha achrona. It doesn't literally mean zimun. Go ahead. So what is his answer, Myri? Go ahead, Myri. What's his answer? What's Besebu? In the Gemara's case, they were leaning together to eating the fruit. There was a bond. There was a bond. So what does Tosfos say? Just read on. The Anu?
The Anu
we in the 1200s.
There is no
Ella? Excellent. The Kach? Everyone's got to say their own. Everyone's on their own when it comes to fruit and yain. There's no bonding. So get it down. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi said it was a bread meal. What does Tosfos say it is? What does Tosfos say? It's a fruit meal. It was a regular meal. It was a regular meal, not a bread meal. And there was bonding done. What was the bonding done? They reclined together. Nowadays, that doesn't work, because Seba only works on bread. So, Lamaisa, I have a cash on this Tosfos.
Is that true?
What'd you say?
Is that true?
Halacha l'maisa, that's what Tais holds. A save only was on pass.
So when we have a save, like a
yeah, one guy shouldn't save on behalf of another guy. Everyone should say their own eggs. They're eating a fruit meal. Everyone sits down for fruit lunch. Well, we're going to get to it. But let's say right now that's what Tosis says. Now, what's the difficulty with this Tosis, guys? You tell me. What does the Divrei David ask? Why does Tosis need to prove from where? Tosis proves from Chulin that what? He says that he gave Rishus. It says in Chulin. What do you need to prove? The Maisa we're talking about, Abracha Achron. Isn't it Mefurish in the Gemara? That's a Abracha Rishona. You read it nicely, didn't it? Doesn't the Gemara say Shahakul and Adama? Tosis got to stand on his head to prove to me we're talking about Abracha Rishona, not Abracha Achrona. Shkoyach. The Gemara says it. He proves from the Gemara in Chulin. Name is Amin Alapers. It's a great kasha. Mefurish in our Gemara, they're arguing whether they say Bray Pray Adama Shahakul. Of course it was Abracha Rishona. That's how you learn about Tyson. No, isn't that a great kasha? Why does Tyson have to prove that? Oh, we're talking about a Bracha Rishona. We're talking about a Bracha Achrona. It wouldn't make sense with the Gemara Chulin because there's no bonding together by fruit. He says we're talking about a case you are bonding together. What do you mean? Prove it from the Gemara. The Gemara says we're talking about a Bracha Rishona. It's a great kasha, no? So I want you to get this. Pnei Yehoshua says very beautifully that Pnei Yehoshua really says the following Kiddush. You know what he says to Pnei Yehoshua? Pnei Yehoshua says that Tosis wasn't trying to prove there was a Bracha Rishona. That's in the Gemara, you're right. He was trying to prove only by Bracha Rishona is the din so that one guy can what? Can be motzi other people. That's what he was trying to show. Because he wanted to show Lomaisen that a Bracha Achrona Lomaisen, the din is not so. And why is the din not so? Because everyone's hitting the road. Everyone's ready to leave. There's no bonding. Please get it down. That's what Tosis says in Brachas. I'm Memheim Araf, the seventh parak. The Tosis Dimaskalim brought up a svar that everyone's on the road, ready to get going. So everyone's on the road, ready to get going. You can't have one guy be motzi another guy in a bracha achrona. Whereas a bracha rishona, everyone's sitting ready to eat. There's a kvius already. You can have one guy be motzi someone else. Number two, what did Tosis say over there? B'shem Yesh Mitarson? That Birkas HaMazon is what? Is the Araisa. So it's the Araisa. You better believe everyone should do it on their own. Whereas brachas lefana are only the rabbanon lemaisa, and therefore we can have one guy be motzi someone else. We're not as what? We're not as finicky. The Beis Meir actually says that's where Bar Kapara gave rishus rak on the bracha rishona, not on the bracha achrona. He only gave rishus on the bracha rishona, not on the bracha achrona. Why? Because the bracha rishona you can have one guy be motzi someone else because it's chiyuv is not min atayra. That's Tosis Lishitoso, says the Beis Meir. It's consistent, our Tosis with Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph, that he gave Rishus to for one guy to say a bracha for a bracha Rishon, not for a bracha Achrona. I'm going to say two svaras again. Why can we have one guy be motzi someone else for a bracha Rishon and not for a bracha Achrona? Number one is that what? They're sitting down with Kviyas, they are already there, everyone's already on the road to leave the bracha Achrona, there's no bonding, so each guy should say his own bracha. And number two is that bracha Rishon is the Rabbanan, so we're willing to what be more mako, one guy can be motzi other people, you don't have to say it on your own. But because I'm also, if you ate Kinei Sviyas, the rice, each guy should say it on their own. Each guy should say it on their own. That's considered to be Lishitoso. And that's exactly what Tosis is talking about here. Bless you. That's exactly what Tosis is talking about here. Tosis says they did a seva. That's what Tosis says. They did a seva. Everyone got it? So what emerges from here? Let's get it. That this meal is a machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi said it was a bread meal. How could one guy be motzi someone else? Because it was a bread meal, you have a lock. You have a tziruf, yes, Shmuel. But what are the brachas being said? Because Rashi Shita is what? Dvarim aboyim shalom machmas asuda. Rashi says you got to say a bracha. Correct. But how can you have one guy say a bracha? Because it was a bread meal. What does Tosis say? It was not a bread meal. So how can one guy be motzi someone else? What? Bracha Rishona, but they did haseba. Yes? We're talking about a case where they did haseba. They did haseba. What do you say?
Why does the seva make a difference now?
Because you need some bonding together. It wasn't a bread meal. So if they bond together through reclining, one guy can be motzi the other guys. You got it?
Was reclining like a plan thing?
Yeah, they had pillows. They had pillows. Yes. They had pillows and it plans out well. And says the Pnei Yehoshua that Tosis is Lishitoso. Because what is Tosis Lishitoso in Maskal Im? That what? That there's a difference between what? There's a difference between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. So even though Ein Mezamnin Ala Peiris, but one guy can be motzi his friend, yes, B'Bracha Rishona, why can one guy be motzi his friend Bracha Rishona? You don't have to say B'Toch HaSuda. Haseba works for Peiris. A seba works for peiris, yes? It also works out well, the shitaso. What is Tosha Shita about the food in the middle of a meal? Do you need a bracha? No! That's why Tosha Shitaso says not a bread meal. To create a scenario that you have brachas to be said. You see how Rashi and Tosha Shitaso? It's beautiful according to the Kli Yeshua. Because Tosha says the bracha's in the middle of the stuff. If it's a bread meal, you don't need to say. Rashi argues on that. So if Tosha says it's not a bread meal, how can one guy be most of someone else? Haseba. Haseba meal. Exactly. Go ahead.
So also means that Tosha is saying that you probably need both of the brachos. It wouldn't be one brachos left for everything.
Well, this is, if we're learning like it's a stew, Lamaisa. If we're learning like it's a stew, but you're right. Okay, it could be whatever it is.
I'm saying the fact that it's a haseba means that it would be...
I understand, but whatever it is, whether you need one bracha, you need three, you can be motzi other people. What I'm saying to you, you're right. You can be also so. So if I ask you, how many kudas you argue about? Let's write them down. Number one, whether it's a bread meal. Number one, whether it's a bread meal. Yes? Soon as pass. That's number one. What's number two they argue on? Whether the brachas in the middle, do you need brachas ala ochel ben sasuda? That's number two they're arguing on. And then you guide yourself accordingly, right? How to be ma'as with the Gemara. Correct. Bisman HaZeh. Well, that, let's not get into it. But Bisman HaZeh, Taisa says, we don't have a concept of save on Paris. That's what he says. It changed. Now, I want you to get this. Let's get it. Comes out. Take a look. Lamaisa. Take a look. It comes out. The following. And this is what Rabbi Kivager asks. Rabbi Kivager, you see the Rabbi Kivager there? Rabbi Kivager asks, I don't understand why Taisa says in the 1200s there's no Haseba. What does the Gemara say there? Take a look, please. Mem Gimel of Alf. Go ahead, Sam. Read the Gemara there. There are two Lashonas.
There is Haseba back then.
Back then there was. Bisman HaZeh, 1200s, there is not. The Gemara was written 300 CE, right? 1200s is Taisa's. Take a look at Mem Gimel of Alf. Two dots. Go ahead, Sam. Guys, take a look. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Take a look. The five dines from the top. Hesebu Erechem Avar. Go ahead. I'm a Rav. Pas requires a seba. Go ahead. Yai doesn't even need a seba. One guy can motzi without a seba. Go ahead, Rabbi Yochanan. Even Yai needs a seba. That's the first presentation. Second lashon. Go ahead. Ikad Amri. Pas Haseba works. Wine Haseba doesn't even work. Go ahead. Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't work. I mean, to bind it together, you cannot have one guy say a bracha on another guy for a prayer of government. Doesn't work. There's no bonding. Even if physically they have pillows. Go ahead, Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Afilu what? Rabbi Yochanan holds even Yain. Read it again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Oh, so Rabbi Kivager asks, says, I want to tell you something. I have no idea what Tosas is talking about. That in Tosas in the 1200s, he says, ain't there's no Haseba nowadays. There's no Haseba nowadays. Yes? I don't understand. What did you just read in the Gemara? By Paris, there's no difference between the times of the Gemara and the 1200s. 1200s like us. The Lishna Kama said, Rabbi Yochanan said, what, only Pas and Yai needs Haseba. Other things, Bisman the Gemara doesn't. You don't need a seba. The Lishna Basa said what? Only pas and wine haseba works. Other things, Shmuel what? Haseba doesn't work. Even Bisman what? The Gemara. So Peiris. So 1 second, plug it in. Peiris. If you talk about fruit, either it doesn't need a seba, according to the one lashon, or what? Haseba doesn't work. So how could Taisa say that Bisman the Gemara haseba worked? For fruit. How does Taisha say that Bisman de Gemara Haseba worked for fruit? And one guy could say a Baruch HaKulam. Doesn't make any sense. Right. But I'll say it again. No matter what lashon it was, it's either all or nothing. It's either all or nothing. According to the first lashon, even during the what times of the Chachamim, you didn't need a Haseba for fruit. You did not need it. And according to the second lashon, it didn't work. So how can Taisha say that Bisman de Gemara Haseba what? Seba worked.
The first lashon and it still works. It's just not needed.
What'd you say? How can Tosfos say that Bisman de Gemara, if you did a seva, Paris echem of Arachlechulu? It doesn't make any sense. Either you don't need a seva, or a seva doesn't work. There's a big difference. Either you don't need it, automatically they combine together, so you wouldn't need to say a seba, or even if you do a seba, it doesn't work. And what does Tosfos say? That during the times of the Gemara, a seba worked. What do you mean? Come on. No. How can Tosfos say such a thing? How can Tosfos say such a thing? I want you to know that Gemara is talking about Ayurveda seba. Our story was they did a seba. They did a seba? And the times of the Gemara, it works? What do you mean? Either you don't need it or it doesn't work.
It's one or the other.
So I want you, let's close with the, you got this kasha? Subi Kivager's kasha. So let's close with an answer. So the Beis Meir and the Rishash give the following answer. Amazing. They say the following answer. Ready? They say that they forgot a Beis Yosef. It's amazing. Rabbi Kiver knew Kol Hergul. He says they say he forgot a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Reshut Gimel says when Rabbi Yochanan said Yayin needs a seba, it's lav dafke Yayin. It's even Paris. Paris needed a seba bisman the Gemara. So when it says Yayin, when you read the Gemara so nice to Sam, it meant Yayin dash Paris. And Tosfos is coming to say that the Bryce is working like the second lashon that there was a seba. Okay, the Lishna Kama, the Brysa could be without a Seba. But he's trying to make the Brysa like the second Lashon that said that what? You have a Seba. So when the Gemara says Yayin, it's Lav Dafka Yayin. Shmuel, what did it say? You got it down? Gam Peiris, exactly. And therefore, the Brysa was talking about, I guess we did a Seba. So it fits like the second Lashon. If it was the first Lashon, you wouldn't even need a Seba. But Tosfos want to fit it according to the second Lashon as well. My Rebbe has Seba. That's what he means. Comes out to be a beautiful what? Beautiful Chiddush. Okay? Now, what I want to begin Shiur tomorrow is, Lamaisa, we're going to go through a whole Marshal. What did Bar Kapara hold? Did he hold like the Macher? Or did he hold like the Mavarech? At the end of the day, what did the Rebbe hold? What'd you say? All right, we got to see. All right, we got to see. There's a Marshal on it. It's amazing. Then we got to go a little bit like. Now, Tuesday, Shmuel, I want everyone here. Yeshua's not here. And the town is not.